Fidel Castro, the architect of the Cuban Revolution, has died at the age of 90. James Blair's reports.
Until the very end of his life, just 10 years shy of a century, Fidel Castro was a hardline Marxist revolutionary. He ruled Cuba for almost 50 years and through 10 U.S. presidential terms. He gave up smoking, Cuba's most famous product, cherished by rich capitalists, but it was a serious gastric ailment and a botched operation which so very nearly claimed his life in 2006. It convinced him to release his iron grip on the reins of power in 2008, officially handing over to his younger, quieter, less charismatic but more pragmatic brother Raúl, who's now made the announcement of Fidel's death on state television. The Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, bringing the world within an eyelash of nuclear war before Nikita Khrushchev blinked to untie the tightening knot, was to define Cuba's future at the sharp end of the Cold War. The visit of Pope John Paul II in 1998 started the thaw and confirmed that although Fidel Castro was a lifelong communist, the education he received from the Jesuits meant his claims of atheism were confounded. The downfall of the Eastern Bloc had plunged Cuba into economic poverty, only somewhat eased by the help of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. Raúl's gradual and cautious reforms led to the once unthinkable restoration of diplomatic relations with Washington in 2014. In prison, following his unsuccessful attack on the Mon Clover barracks in 1953, Fidel wrote his own epitaph, commenting, "History will absolve me." Now, with his passing, we'll see if indeed this comes to pass. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.